that really speaks to what the long gray line is. So when you graduate from West Point, you are a member of the long gray line. And so wherever you're at in the world, you can go look for graduates. And that's what today is really about, is bringing people together here in Manhattan, Kansas, all of the Army grads. The oldest grad we had here was 100 years old, class of 1949. And then I think the youngest grads we had were class of 2024. That speaks to that long gray line coming together. It's very special.
720 WGN, typically high atop Chicago Skyline Studio here at the epicenter of college football spirit, football for America, America's team. We've got the Army team here going against K-State in what I would say is the most high-profile road game of the year. We got Katrina Lewis, and she is here with us. She helped to organize really what is this celebration before the celebration. Katrina, welcome to WGN.
I'm so happy to be here. Go Army.
Well, you're happy to be here. This is a kind of celebration, and talk a little bit about it, because the way that the West Point Association of Graduates has got sort of chapters all over the place, so many people around the country associate and identify with Army. Talk about kind of, you know, bringing people together for the game.
I think that that really speaks to what the long gray line is. So when you graduate from West Point, you are a member of the long gray line. And so wherever you're at in the world, you can go look for graduates. And that's what today is really about, is bringing people together here, all of the Army grads. The oldest grad we had here was 100 years old, class of 1949, which is tremendous. And then I think the youngest grads we had were class of 2024. That speaks to that long gray line coming together. It's very special.
WGN Radio reaches 38 states in Canada, big signal all over the country. Do you think, Katrina, is this mostly people from the Kansas area, greater Midwest? I got to think, though, a lot of Army fans travel to see the team.
We did. We had Army bands come in from all over. I had people come from New York, from Georgia, from Colorado, deep down in Texas, Nebraska, all over the place, really. And I think that that's, once again, just speaks to the power of bringing people together for the game to celebrate our shared bonds.
Talk a little bit about this, the fact that Fort Riley is right here, in addition to the game and all the support that's happening around the Army team. It's a great day to recognize Fort Riley and what they mean to the community in the area.
Yeah, being part of an Army community makes it so special, especially being a veteran myself, to be able to move to an Army community and continue to be able to give back to a community really lets me continue to serve my community here. And I get to serve as on the Governor's Military Council, as well as running the West Point Society here. And that just means that I get an opportunity to continue to bring veterans together.
Obviously, a lot of talking about the game and hoping to win and plays and all that kind of stuff. But share a little bit, you know, the long gray line and everything that goes along with it. Just the conversations. It seems like there's a lot of camaraderie, a lot of community, a lot of sharing, a lot of memories. There's more than just football talking here.
There is so much more than football. Our shared bonds really are our West Point experience. And then, of course, the things that we want to compare and contrast about. Was it harder when you were there or when I was there? But, you know, there's just so many special things. I have several of my classmates from the class of 2000. But, you know, I went back to West Point and I was a TAC officer there, which meant I got to lead some cadets. And I just saw one of my cadets there who's now an officer. And that's just so special when you get to see your cadets all grown up and leading troops now.
As we let you go, talk a little bit about the chapter that you have here and just how people can either get more information, get involved, whether they're here or wherever they are.
So I think that wherever you're at in the world, there is a West Point chapter. You have to reach out via the West Point Association of Graduates and find what your local chapter is. It's an opportunity for veterans to find fellow veterans with shared experiences wherever you're at in the world. So here locally in the Flint Hills, this is the West Point Society of the Flint Hills. It is a pretty small group of us, locals to Manhattan, Kansas, but we do pull some things from Fort Riley, and we love it when we get younger graduates out here to really get to experience what that West Point culture is after you graduate.
Katrina Lewis, and she is making it happen here before the big game. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for your service, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
You bet. Thank you.